Tomorrow we won't be here because we have to attend a board meeting. And usually it is held on Sunday. This time it is on 16th, tomorrow. So of course, the house is open for you all because it's your home. You cannot drive the host away or out of home. So you all are the hosts tomorrow, just as you all are today. Gavir will be here, Aloba will be here, others will be here. And tomorrow, Mervan is there, Mervan Dubash is there. Your mother will be here tomorrow. So, the maid want to take the podium and address you all and bring home to you all certain home truths. Mervan, do you speak in during the time of the meeting there now? Then who speaks? Ruby speaks a lot?
Never.
You never talk? Even with Mervan, you don't talk to
him? No, we have a son. Just communicate.
That's good. Did you all go to Sakori yesterday?
Some of us did, yes.
How many?
We had about 10 or 12, I think. Versus my phone.
Yeah.
How, in a van did you all go?
Two vans.
Okay.
Me and the service went to Sakori. And Shirdi, we saw the hut where Baba met with the Bosni for the last time. And we saw a small building, which is now a temple, where the Bosni spent time, and when Baba came by, the Bosni threw the stone through the rock.
The kind of a temple.
Yeah.
And we saw Godavari Mai, and she said, tell Eric special to God, Baba.
Oh, good. My Jai Baba to her too. Does she remember me?
Yes, she brought it up. She mentioned especially to Eric. She has a special message.
But did you all understand the language? Because she speaks in Marathi. Has she started speaking English? She spoke in English?
Meena.
Oh,
that's
true. Yeah. There were times when I was present when Baba and Godavari Mai were together. Yeah. I had an eye on the clock that she uses. Because when we were there, Baba was made to sit on a swing in her room. And they were all there. And it must have been some time, you see, that the cuckoo clock, the cuckoo came out and struck, you see. And I said, oh, that's a beautiful thing. Just brushing aside Baba and brushing aside Godavari, who is now in charge of the ashram. I love the clock. That is how illusion is attractive. Did you all see that clock there? It's in her room. Do you all have such, they do manufacture even now, such clocks? Cuckoo clock?
Sure. Switzerland.
In Switzerland.
Veronica could tell you.
What?
Cuckoo clock.
Oh. Are those cuckoo clocks?
Pardon?
What's the matter with cuckoo clocks?
Oh God. I have to repeat it again. Nothing is the matter. I was fascinated to see a cuckoo clock in Godavari's room. When Baba was with her, she was there, all other kanyas were there, the ladies were there. So we were there, and all of a sudden, the bird came out and started chirping or something. So it fascinated me, and my attention was just drawn there, rather than on Baba or Godavari. That eventually reminded me how illusory things distract us. Often.
Many
yeah.
People.
Huh?
What a crowd.
Do you call this a crowd? Have you ever seen a crowd around Baba? It appeared as if we are on the war front there, you see, at that time. Yeah, totally. It was frightening.
Oh.
Yeah. being surrounded. Here at least there is something, there is a wall, there nothing can be behind you. But there we are all surrounded from all the four corners. There were no corners all around. Sometimes it is very frightening.
Did you have to be very stern? Keep people away?
No, not keep them away. They used to observe. They observed discipline. They were very reverential and all that. But still one never knows what... Yeah. That frenzy is such sometimes. Mind cannot be relied upon. We can rely upon the heart. Yes, distraction. You know, we get distracted. There's no doubt about it. Even in His presence, a clock can distract us. Do you hear me, Veronica? And that leads me back to many years ago, when in this room I was distracted while interpreting Baba's gesture. And you know the cause of distraction, Veronica? Have you heard that story before? Well, when the, as you say, the crowd is so great and all that, this is nothing. The hall is packed. Of course, this is a tiny little thing, but still, there is no passage here or anything. Everything is filled up, all space is filled up, all are attentive, seeing to Baba, looking at Him. Every gesture, what he is telling them, what He is saying. And there is humor. There is His personal touch with every individual that comes in. And in spite of it all, there was a big crowd there. And so, there was a little aisle here, coming from here, being near Baba for a moment, and then passing away. And every time, from a distance, I had to interpret the gestures. Baba is giving a personal contact, a touch to every individual there. And the flow is there. People they came first, so they went and took their seats, and there's no more seat left, so naturally, helplessly, they would be with Baba for just a few moments and then pass away. And I'm attending to interpretations, whatever He says, I say it. And at that time, I am seated here on this little windowsill that is there, because there is a crowd of people, there are people standing and all that, so I have to be just like this. Just interpret. In walks a very beautiful young woman. And naturally, my attention from here is obvious, it's natural, so I just look and my mind immediately says, my, what a beauty it is. How beautiful she is. Mind goes there. And of course, I again, because she is now close to Baba, I look at Baba and Baba is telling her something. Well, how are you? From where have you come? This, that, and all that. And then after half a minute of this personal little pleasantries with Baba, she is now leaving after having his lunch. So Baba catches hold of her hand because she is turned back. So he turns her face towards us. Towards me, and says to me, isn't she beautiful? I said, yes, Baba, she is. Baba says, she's so beautiful, eh? I said, yeah, she is beautiful. And she is very embarrassed, and says that to her, see how beautiful you are, and he turns her face here around like that, and so forth. And still Baba has caught hold of her, won't allow her to go. And he is addressing. Now he is addressing to all. See how beautiful she is. At this age, what will happen to her after 60 years? She will be the same person. But where will her beauty go? She will be all wrinkled up. She will be walking and coming to me with a stick and all that. You know. Where would it all go? So whenever you all feel attracted, now he is of course not pointing at to me, he is giving a little discourse to the people. I want you all to admire the beauty. It's my creation. But forget not the creator of the beauty. I don't want you to put your hand like this and turn away your face from the beauty. Admire, but at the same time, don't get involved, don't get entangled with that beauty. But time and again, always bear in mind the creator of such beauty. And I am that eternal beauty. That's what Baba told us that day. It is good. Because I got distracted there, so this was a good lesson for me. He doesn't want us to avoid, but he doesn't want us at the same time to be involved. That's all. At the same time, I know that Baba is directing all these arrows towards me when you are saying that. But mind is such, what can you do?